USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to push a big stimulus bill over the finish line in the Senate. Biden opening a White House meeting with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and top economic advisors saying people need help now.
Today's job report shows that the American Rescue Plan is urgently needed in our view. Our economy still has 9.5 million fewer jobs than it had this time last year.
Worth noting, only 9% of the COVID-19 relief package goes toward COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go toward accelerating vaccine distribution. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is one step closer to being stripped of his emergency powers related to COVID. The state assembly debating now after the Senate voted for the measure. A final decision expected later today. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Pope Francis making an historic trip.
Like most Americans, Pope Francis has been holed up at home for the past year, with travel plans canceled thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. But the pontiff on Friday headed out for a three-day tour of Iraq, the first papal visit to the country. Pope Francis on Thursday appointed Cardinal Joseph Tobin of Newark, New Jersey, considered one of the country's most liberal bishops, to the Vatican's Congregation for Bishops. Tobin joins the 25-member Vatican Congregation, which oversees the selection and appointments of bishops. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Air Force is delaying its physical fitness tests for the fifth time because of the pandemic. It announced the tests will resume January 1st, but admitted it might have to be delayed again. The tests were scheduled to begin again in April. The Air Force says it will use a new scoring system when it does resume testing. Airmen will have to do a 1.5-mile run and 1 minute of push-ups and sit-ups. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County, Arizona, says that halting the border wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border has left areas wide open for Mexican cartels to operate. In January, President Joe Biden issued executive orders to pause the construction of the border wall that was promoted heavily by the previous administration.
It's wide open right now. It's wide open, and with the chaos going on the border based on these administrative decisions, and it just, we saw this in 2019, Brian, where 141 countries breached our southwest border in the first 9 months, over 1,000 gang members, 822 assaults on agents, 271 deaths on our border. This is a crime scene, and this is what we just put together. We had it under control. This is frustrating, and now it's going back to 2019. It's frustrating.
Daniel speaking there on Fox News. The Oklahoma House passed a bill that would ban the government from closing churches and places of worship in scenarios like the COVID-19 pandemic. The Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act passed the state's House of Representatives 80-18 and now heads to the state Senate. The bill defines the phrase substantially burdened to mean to inhibit or curtail religiously motivated practice. Declaring closing those places of worship a substantial burden on Oklahoma's citizens' freedom of religion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.